when we are in a calm, grounded space, information travels up the brainstem to the prefrontal cortex in the brain where we make those good, sound decisions. But when we are under stress and overwhelm and anxiety, that alarm center goes off. It's sending cortisol into the body. And when that happens, you flip your lid.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I'm a womb shaman, and I'm an activator of Shakti, creative life force energy. Fellow ecstatics, there are times where we are barely present, right? We have a lot going on. Perhaps you're just having a really stressful day, high anxiety, something maybe has triggered you. And in those moments, our way of thinking isn't always very grounded. It's not usually very aligned. And we can consider that kind of having our lid flipped. We're off our rocker, right? We don't have all the cards in our deck right then in that moment. And this is important because decisions in our lives are really important. We want to be able to make decisions that are aligned, that really serve us uniquely. And when we serve us uniquely, we serve the higher good of all. We serve our families, we serve our friends, we serve our clients. So we're here today to talk about this with our wonderful guest, Lauren Fonville. She is an integrative energy practitioner who specializes in the emotional freedom technique. I think it's also known as EFT. And she helps her clients to reduce stress, anxiety, and limiting beliefs. Lauren, welcome.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
So Lauren, when Lauren and I were connecting, she was the one that brought in the flipping your lid. And I was like, oh my God, I love that statement. That's just wonderful. So Lauren, let's talk about that. What does the term flipping your lid mean to you?
Yeah. So that is a term that I often use when I'm describing EFT and tapping to people, because people can be, maybe they've never heard of it. You know, it's not something that is all that common with people, right? This idea of tapping on yourself to reduce anxiety, to feel less stressed or overwhelmed. And so I am a visual person, and I like to do this visual example. And so for those of you that are listening, I'll describe what it is that I'm doing. I'm taking my fist and I'm making a fist with my thumb inside. And I like to talk about this fist being the brain. And so when we are in a calm, grounded space, information travels up the brainstem to the prefrontal cortex in the brain where we make those good, sound decisions. But when we are under stress and overwhelm and anxiety and all of those things, the alarm center of our brain, which I'm going to pretend is my thumb here, that alarm center goes off. And when that alarm center goes off, it's sending cortisol into the body. And when that happens, you flip your lid. So what does that mean? When you're trying to get that information up to that prefrontal cortex, you can't access that part of the brain. So that's when you are so overwhelmed or so stressed out, you might even say to yourself, I can't even think straight right now. And that is literally because you cannot access that part of the brain because the alarm center is going off. So we say that has you flipped your lid, right? Just like you were saying, like you can't access it. You don't have all the cards in the deck right now because, you know, that part of the amygdala is there to help you, right? So that you get all that cortisol in those situations where you need to fight back or run away. But when we're talking about chronic stress and overwhelm and those limiting beliefs, that is not necessary in those situations. So we don't want to have that flipped lid. We want to be able to bring that back online so that we can make those good sounds. Decisions. And that is a tool that tapping is able to help with.
And would you agree then that when your lid is flipped, so when you're in a heightened state of stress and anxiety, you're really seeing your reality through that heightened cortisol state, right? Which is tends to be the fight or flight. And so you're seeing your reality through fight or flight. You're making decisions, or it's easier perhaps to make decisions in that fight or flight state.
Yeah, I think, you know, when our brains are operating that way, we're doing the best that we can. But yeah, I think our perspective is going to be limited. And when you're in that state of stress and overwhelm, it's not necessarily the best time to be making really important decisions for yourself. We want to be calm and thoughtful when we're making important decisions. So absolutely, I think it definitely impacts our decision-making ability.
Yeah, because I think people can connect to the fact that, do they really want to be making decisions from a stressful place, from a fearful place, perhaps, right? A place that is from that fight or flight. I would think most people, if you were just to say, do you want to make decisions from fight or flight, or do you want to make decisions in a calm and centered place? I'm pretty sure they would choose that calm and centered place, right? So I think it really, like when you were describing that and expressing that, it really amplifies the fact that when our lid is flipped, that's most likely the energy that we're making those decisions in. And that really can affect our physical reality. What are some things that you've seen with people, perhaps in your clients or yourself, when they've made decisions in those energies?
Yeah, well, sometimes there's regret, and you can beat yourself up about making what later in hindsight feels like it was the wrong decision. You know, because you, like you said, you want to be more relaxed and more thoughtful when making important decisions. So I think regret can be a big one. And maybe frustration with yourself for the decision that you made. And again, you know, we're doing the best that we can. And I think it's just really important to have tools and have the awareness of when you are in fight or flight. So many of us are in fight or flight on a regular basis because that's just become the norm. It feels normal to have this level of anxiety or stress in our lives. We don't even recognize that that's what's going on. But when we really begin to step back and have that shift in perspective where we can see that, oh, this is not typical, this is not how I'm supposed to feel, then you can take steps so that you can make those decisions in a more grounded space, and figuring out what tools work for you. I'm really a big proponent of figuring out what works best for you. Not, you know, one tool is not the answer for everyone. Different people react differently and respond differently to different modalities. And so I really like to work with my clients and figure out what resonates best for you. And I think the best way to figure that out is by following the little nudges, following the things that show up in your life, whether it's listening to this podcast and maybe you've never heard of tapping before and it piques your interest, or maybe it's a dance class that a friend has told you about. And, you know, it could be some sort of something movement based, or it could be Reiki and energy practice, yoga, whatever it may be. Give yourself that gift and explore those things that you're interested in and see what's going to make you feel good.
Yeah, I think it's so important what you said, that, you know, the majority of people are walking around in fight or flight. And let's talk a little bit about that, because it is one of those things where we become very sensitized, right, to whatever becomes the quote unquote new normal. And therefore, we don't really notice so much that might actually not be so normal, right, in the context of our body working at its optimum pace and ability. And so what would you say are kind of some signature flags, signature symptoms that people can start to connect to that may point them to the fact that perhaps they are working in a dysregulated nervous system or a flight or flight state more often than they realize?
Yeah. Well, I think chronic pain can be an indicator of that, whether that's, you know, something really, really intense, or just regular day-to-day aches and pains. There are emotional contributors to the physical things that we experience. So having awareness around that and where in your body you're storing it. Typically with stress and anxiety, a lot of people will tell me that they are feeling tension in their neck and their shoulders. So if that is a constant thing for you, maybe that's something to explore. Also, maybe worries. Are you ruminating on the same thoughts over and over and over again? That's probably an indicator. I think it's really trying to take that step back and look at the patterns of what you are noticing in your life and how you're feeling. Something that I often will, you know, tell my clients to try is setting alarms on their phone for different times throughout the day, and then checking in and seeing how am I feeling right now. And if the answer is I'm feeling really good, wonderful. What is it that I'm thinking about? And if the answer is, I really feel stressed, I'm really feeling overwhelmed, or, you know, I'm feeling sick. Okay, what are you thinking about? And so it's a really simple practice in helping to cultivate that relationship between the mind and the body. How am I feeling? What am I thinking about? And what you might notice might surprise you.
Yeah, I love that so much, because oftentimes people aren't taking the time throughout their day, right, to check in with themselves. And first off, check in with themselves, how am I feeling? And then I love the second part you put in of, and then what are you thinking about? And the correlation there between our thoughts and how our body is reacting to our thoughts. I really, really love that. Let's go back to the flipping your lid, because I just really love this conversation. And so, you know, when you have people come to you, or you're working with people, or you're even giving people insight and wisdom, advice, when they start to realize that they are in that place where they're not thinking clearly, what are some key things that they can do in that moment, right, to perhaps help shift them out of that state? Obviously, EFT, and definitely I want to hear about that, and if you have anything else as well.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is a lot of time people don't even realize, because whatever thought they are thinking in that moment feels very true, right? So it doesn't feel like anything but the truth to them. And I'm thinking of a woman that came to me, and she is in a program. I go and I speak to these people that have been diagnosed with diabetes, and they are working on regulating their blood sugar, and they're working with a nutritionist. And I was invited in to kind of help with the emotional aspects of this, right? And so this was a woman who was a nurse, very well educated on diabetes and what it is she needs to be doing. And she had been going through this process of changing her medications, and her numbers weren't right. And so she came to the call and was saying, I'm doing all the things, and it just feels like I'm missing something. Something's not right. And so we started tapping and holding space for that feeling, like I'm missing something. Something's not right. We used her exact words, and we tapped on the different points of the body. And I would say that sentence, and she would repeat it again and again. And we got maybe to the top of the head or the eyebrows when we're tapping. And she said, it's all lies, right? Hearing herself say, I don't know what's happening. I'm missing something. She then had the realization of, that is just not true. Like, it's all lies. Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I telling myself these things that I know are not true? And it was a really cool session for me to witness, because I could see her having that cognitive shift, and all of a sudden the perspective shifted and she had this new awareness. And then she could say to herself, I know that this can take time. I know that things shift when I'm changing medications. I know that I am doing the right things. I know that I'm being really hard on myself. And so she was able to then give herself some grace and feel better about the process that she was working through. And I think whatever tool you use to help you get to that point, to help you have that awareness, you know, and I think tapping is one of my favorite ones, so it's always kind of what I default to. But there are, you know, other ways. And I think whatever the way is that you find that awareness, then the next step is, okay, what am I going to do differently, right? Am I going to say different things to myself? Am I going to take a different action? And going from there.
It kind of reminds me of before we got on this conversation, we were talking about having all of our tabs open on our computer and, you know, multitasking, right? Because I think for women and moms or even women who are, you know, high level entrepreneurs or leaders, you know, who have a lot on their plate, right? Basically, any woman who has a lot on their plate. I can even mean like, you know, 12 horses and 10 dogs, right? Because people exist. When sometimes we have all those tabs open, right? The symbolic tabs open of all of these things happening at once. And, you know, it could be beneficial sometimes to just simply stop. Right? Stop everything you're doing, breathe, and realize that you don't have to try to do all those things at once or take care of all those tabs, quote unquote, at once, right? And so then what can I just do this very moment, right? And do that, and then the next, and then the next. As I feel like sometimes we have all those symbolic tabs opened simultaneously, and this feeling like we've got to do all of it right now in this very moment, and there's like an overload or a flip your lid.
Yeah, no, 100%. I recently just got back from a trip to Guatemala, and I had the opportunity to learn from shaman and experience some of these Mayan practices. And this one shaman gave this reading that was just so just resonated with me so much that I reached out and I had a follow-up session with her yesterday. And the big, you know, aha moment, if you will, of this whole thing was her talking about the power of the pause and really just taking time out to breathe, to simply breathe. And so her recommendation was to, at the top of the hour, every hour, take 3 minutes to just breathe. And so I've been doing that today, and I've been adding in some silent tapping, just tapping on the points and breathing. And I will say that I definitely feel more clear today. I feel calmer. And I just think that there is so much power in what you're saying and taking the time out. And sometimes it can feel counterproductive, right? When you got all those tabs open, it's like, I have so much to do. I have to keep doing it, going, and, you know, power through is what society tells us to do. But you can actually be so much more productive if you take the time for yourself to simply breathe, and your thoughts won't be as scattered, and you can take the action, like you said, one thing at a time, as opposed to trying to do all the things at once.
Yeah, because we were talking about how I think you'd read an article about something about, you know, when you think you're multitasking, are you really multitasking, or is your energy just spread over thin, you know, over multiple tabs, right? And that's kind of any of those symbolic, you know, situations where we have multiple things going on. And I always love the power of the pause. And I have an hourly timer set up. And I sometimes shut certain hours off because I'm speaking to beautiful people like you, or I'm in session with clients. But I keep turning them on and turning them off throughout the day. And it's just a moment. It comes on and it reminds me, you know, and I can do various different things with it. I can breathe down into my pussy, because I'm a big proponent of breathing all the way down as women into our bodies and really feeling ourselves, right? And also or turning my awareness back to my intention for that day or for the week or for the year or wherever, you know, that intention that I'm working to create and manifest. But I love how we're talking about this, because I think the important thing to remember is it's just a pause, and it literally can be three breaths, which is probably, you know, about a minute. And, you know, if you were to do that three times in your day, okay, 3 minutes, right? Like, if we really think of it and you really put it into the context of time, you know, and we say, do you have 3 minutes to grant yourself throughout the day? Yeah, I think most people would be like, 3 minutes, I can do 3 minutes. Right? Okay, great, spread it out. Yeah, 1 minute at a time, stop, breathe. Now carry forward. And I love what you were saying, because I find with the timer and this kind of practice is that It's like a reset, even though it's so quick. It's just a breath or two. Ah, and then you reset, but it's like you're present and you move forward in more presence and in more clarity, right? So back to the flipping the lid, it kind of, it brings you back into your body and the breathing, particularly when we breathe into our bellies, you know, we stimulate our parasympathetic nervous systems. We're relaxing, right? We're letting go of the stress. Ah, relaxing. And now we can think clearly and make those aligned decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when you add in the tapping, the points that we're tapping on are acupressure points. So similar to going to an acupuncturist, but instead of needles, we're applying our own pressure by tapping or gently touching on these certain points. And the science shows that this is sending that message to the amygdala and saying, hey, amygdala, you don't need to be creating all of that cortisol, which is the stress hormone. And it can reduce the amount of cortisol by up to 43%. That was a study that was conducted by Dr. Peter Stapleton, who is based over in Australia. And that's really powerful. That's a really, really big number. So if you can reduce that percentage of cortisol in your body within minutes by simply tapping and breathing, that is, you know, that you can't deny the power of that. And then the added component is then putting words to how you're feeling, which helps us to hold space and to recognize what those emotions are and allowing ourselves to feel those feelings, because that's not something that typically we're as humans good at practicing, right? When there's those uncomfortable emotions, we like to shove them down and distract ourselves with something else because it's uncomfortable. But I think we all know all that stuff begins to build up to a point where it's going to come out in some way. And so if you can access these tools to allow yourself to feel those emotions and move through those emotions, then, you know, it's not going to come back to bite you later. You're going to feel better. You're going to be more productive. You're going to be more grounded and you're going to make better decisions. It's like win, win, win all the way around.
Yeah, I love the part about, you know, speaking how you're feeling out loud, because I always teach people to speak out loud because it's very, very powerful. Your voice matters most to you, right? So when you're using your voice, it can be such a powerful tool to access those emotions for yourself and really work them through your body. Also, though, it helps us to learn how to speak out loud what we're feeling, right? Because how many people have you met that you ask, how are you feeling? And they say, I don't know. And you're like, well, you know, what do you mean you don't know? I mean, I understand it, obviously. But at the same time, it is like, well, what do you mean you don't know, right? Or sometimes they just can't articulate what they're feeling. So a practice like you're speaking to really helps people to, A, connect to their body, B, call out what they're feeling, really express that, connect to what it is specifically, and see simultaneously they're tapping. So they're also releasing their stress as they're connecting to that emotional vibration in their body, which is a really powerful combination.
Yeah, I think the somatic piece of tapping on the body, and you're also thinking about how you're feeling and you're processing that, it can feel overwhelming in the beginning because you're like trying to do all the things, tap on the right points and figure out what it is that you're feeling. But I think the great thing with tapping is that if you are one of those people that generally just doesn't know, right? Like maybe you just feel overwhelmed and you don't even know why you feel overwhelmed. You can start there and you can keep it very, very global in the language and saying something like, I'm really overwhelmed. I don't know why, but I love and accept myself. I'm so overwhelmed. And the idea is allowing yourself to be where you are. Tapping meets you where you are. And then you can get more specific as you go. So you can start off on that global level of I'm really overwhelmed. And then notice what starts to come up. Like, what are you thinking about? Is there a project at work that is really taking up a lot of space in your mind? Or, you know, you might even have something come up that doesn't even feel like it's related, a memory from the past. And we try to make sense of that and think, oh, that's not related to why I'm overwhelmed. That has nothing to do with why I feel this way. But I can promise you that if a thought is coming up, even if it doesn't make sense to you, there is a reason why that memory is coming to the surface. And then it's your job to explore that and try and figure it out. And the tapping does the work. So it's not really you figuring it out. It's just allowing yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling and notice whatever thoughts come up. And it's like connecting of the dots. And through that process, you're able to release whatever it is that's going on inside and getting to the root of why it is you're feeling the way that you're feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Lauren, do you have a favorite tapping point? I've always liked on my chest.
Oh yeah, the collarbone.
Just that. Mm-hmm. One tap on the chest, you know, has a really powerful feeling for me. Do you have your favorite?
Yeah, I really love the back of the hand between the pinky and the ring finger. That's another favorite of mine. Mm. And these points are not part of the typical protocol, but I always like them. They're the finger points. So at the base of the nail on any finger, you can just squeeze. You don't have to tap. And those can come in really handy if you're out in public and you and you don't want to get the side eye from people as you're tapping on your head, wondering, you know, what the heck is that lady doing? So, you know, it can be helpful for your kids too. I have kids, and you know, these kids are dealing with a lot of stress in school. So I always tell them if they're feeling overwhelmed before a test, just, you know, it looks like you're fidgeting, put your hands in your lap, squeeze those points at the base of the nail on the sides of any finger. And again, it's going to send that message to the brain to reduce the amount of cortisol. So those are some good ones too.
Yeah, I'm doing that one right now. That's a really great one because it's very discreet. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like for kids, it kind of keeps your hands occupied for a moment.
Yeah, it can come in really handy too if you're at a doctor's appointment, and it can be very easy to kind of have that out of body experience, especially if the doctor's telling you something that you weren't expecting or what. This can be a very grounding practice when you're stressed and overwhelmed, to allow you to really stay centered so that you can process whatever information is coming your way.
I love that. So just to clarify, it's at the base of the nail, but it's actually squeezing the two sides of the finger.
Right. Yeah. Squeezing the sides at the base of the nail on any finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I was squeezing the actual like bottom of the nail. And then when you said the side.
The sides. So I usually use my index finger and my thumb and just kind of move it through on each finger.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. I can really feel how that helps. And what other techniques do you have for people that you work with your clients?
Yeah. So I'm also a Reiki practitioner. So I like to incorporate Reiki into my work. I also play crystal alchemy singing bowls. So the sound healing is a big part of it too. You know, I love how the vibration of the bowls really sync up with the vibration of the body to help move the energy. So I'm a yoga instructor as well. So sometimes I'll bring those bowls into my yoga class, and I'll never forget this one class that I taught. This woman was new to the class, and I went around and I had my practitioner bowl. And so I was going around, which really allows me to move the bowl and the energy up and down people's bodies. And after class, she came up to me and she said, "What was that?" She's like, "I felt it." So I explained to her, you know, how the sound really syncs up with the energy in the body to move. And it made me so happy that like someone who had never experienced it before really could feel it in the body. So that's another really beautiful way of moving energy. And then yoga, and what else? I love journaling. And I'm just really all about encouraging people to explore, even if they're things that I don't typically do, but they bring something to me that they're curious about. I always encourage them, go take a class, go find somebody that does that. Because that stuff is coming up for a reason, and trusting that it's coming up for a reason.
Yeah, I use the sound a lot as well. I feel like sound is so powerful because, for one, it can really bypass the mind. And you can use sound as in, you know, songs that really make you feel good, music, or you can just put on like solfeggio is one of the things I recommend a lot of people when they're not in session with me, right? Like find some solfeggio on YouTube that when you listen to it, you're, you have that feeling. And it's just a really great thing because you can put it on in the house while you're doing things. You know, you can put it on your headphones. You can put it on your car when you're driving. And it can be one of those background things that's going on that isn't distracting you because it doesn't have lyrics, right? It's not music, but it has that relaxation or that grounding tone that your body will just react to. So I find it very powerful for people. Absolutely. And then I really love to teach people to sigh or to audibly exhale because that is such a psychological reaction that when we do that, our body is like, oh, it's time to let go. You know, I can let go. And so it's just a beautiful thing to like take a breath and just like audibly exhale or like, like sigh, you know, and like really what that does for your body. And the more that you practice that, again, just one time here and there, no, not a big deal. Your body really begins to really sync up with that. Like I can do it and my body is just instantly opens up and feels great. So it's
I love that. And that also reminds me of chanting, right? Because I think it also helps or singing, you know, it helps to stimulate the vagus nerve and you feel calmer too. Yeah.
Yeah. So even like humming, you know, anything like that, any of those tones. Yeah. Are so beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Excellent. So, Lauren, how can people find you and what's a really great way for people to connect with you?
Yeah. So people can get in contact with me through my website, which is mindshiftwithlauren.com. I also offer a free masterclass. So if you're interested in learning more about the science of how this works and having a tapping experience and having me walk you through that tapping experience, you can access that free masterclass by visiting mindshiftwithlauren.com/masterclass. And I'm also on Instagram. If you search for Mind Shift with Lauren, you'll find me there as well as on YouTube. So I like to send out weekly tap along videos. So if that's something you're interested in, you can also sign up for that on my website.
And didn't you launch like some clothing?
I do. I have a little shop. So some tapping apparel. If you are interested in that, I have a few cute tapping tank tops and hoodies. And that's been a fun project for me.
Oh, fun. I didn't realize they were tapping. I thought I saw like a triangle symbol.
Oh, yeah. So that's part of my logo. Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Yeah, it looked cute. I'm sure that was fun. And yeah, a good way for people to connect to you as well.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So it's time for the activation. And just to remind the listeners that if you're driving, you can keep your eyes open and you can still receive the activation. Or if you're doing something in the case that you can't close your eyes, that's okay. You can still receive the activation and you can come back to it in a time when you can close your eyes, if that feels good to you, as well as, you know, whatever you feel and experience during these activations is absolutely perfect. There's nothing that has to be felt. And so just be really true to yourself and your own unique experience. Okay, so let's close our eyes for those who can. And let's just start by taking some nice deep breaths. We want to breathe in through the nose all the way down to our solar plexus. As you're breathing in, your belly is going out ever so slightly. And as you exhale, your belly is dropping back down. Just taking some nice complete breaths here as we are activating your parasympathetic nervous system and bringing yourself into your body. And just simply noticing for yourself right now how easy it is to breathe there. Maybe it's very easy, maybe it's not easy at all. Just simple awareness to how it is for you right here, right now. And as Lauren so wonderfully brought in earlier, let's just check in with ourselves. How are you feeling right now? How are you feeling right now? What are you feeling right now? And allowing yourself to just identify feelings, even if you can't describe them, and connect to them, giving yourself this space to connect to them, giving yourself this space to feel what you're feeling right now. No right or wrong, my love. Everything that you feel is absolutely perfect. There is no judgment here. Just allowing yourself to be fully present. Ah, beautiful. Now let's take some nice deep breaths and let's audibly exhale. So breathing in through the nose and exhaling out the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Beautiful. One more time, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Excellent. And we're going to drop our awareness down to our root chakra located at your perineum. And right here, right now, you're inviting your root chakra to open more. Breathing with your awareness at your root chakra as your root chakra begins to open more, connecting you, grounding you ever so more into your body and into this present moment. So just breathing with your awareness at your root chakra. Excellent. And are you feeling any tension right now in your body, perhaps in your shoulders or your neck? And if you are, you can move that area of your body right now. Just shrug your shoulders, rotate them. If you're feeling tension in your lower back, you can rock back and forth or twist just ever gently. And breathing into your body right now as we're calling in some energies to release this tension out of your body. Releasing this tension out of your body through your breath and through that wonderful movement. I'm going to bring in some sound. Just keep moving your body, breathing and being present with yourself. Yellow, 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 yellow. Nice deep breath. Releasing that tension out of the body, out of the emotional body, out of the mental body now. Releasing this tension out through your breath, exhaling it out of your body. Keep breathing. Let's take three nice deep cleansing breaths again, in through the nose, exhaling out through the mouth, in through the nose, exhaling out through the mouth, in through the nose, exhaling out through the mouth, and bringing your awareness to your body. And once again, just checking in with how do you feel? What do you feel? And again, there's no right or wrong here with this. Being fully available to the truth of how you feel. How you feel right now. How you feel right now. Beautiful. And if you feel called, you can state that out loud to yourself. I feel, I am feeling. And hear your voice, hear those words reverberated through your being, your own voice, as your body acknowledges your voice, as your body further acknowledges what you're speaking, what you're saying, what you're calling out in yourself. Yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, 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 my love. And just now placing your hands over your chest, over your heart. We're just breathing here with our awareness here right now. And imagine that you're breathing directly into the heart chakra, front and back here, directly into the heart chakra, front and back. As we one more time, just allow the body to release any energies that are ready, any emotions, any energies that no longer serve. And I want you just right now to bring in the energy of appreciation or gratitude, whatever resonates more with you. You can appreciate yourself. You can appreciate this episode. You can appreciate our guest, Lauren. You can appreciate your family. You can appreciate your work, whatever resonates with you right now. Feeling that in your heart and breathing that into your heart right now. Ah, yes, beautiful feeling, that appreciation, that gratitude. And as you're breathing in that appreciation, gratitude, you're giving your body one more chance to exhale and release any energies that no longer serve. Exhaling, releasing any energies that no longer serve. And if you feel called, you can call out, I am grateful for, I appreciate, and call out what you're feeling grateful or appreciative to. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. Excellent. Wonderful. And go ahead and open your eyes and you can come back to the space. Lauren, my love, thank you so much for joining us here on The Ecstatic Woman.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed the conversation.
And fellow ecstatics, please make sure you reach out to Lauren, you connect with her work. Get that free workshop so you can understand what more of the science and the techniques behind the emotional freedom technique and see if it resonates with you and your body and your life. And be sure to share this episode with others and rate and review if you haven't already. And remember that we do have a Facebook group, and it's called the Ecstatic Woman Podcast Community. And I do bring the guests on a little bit extra, another space you can connect them a little bit more intimately, as well as connect to me and other audience members. So it's a space for community and connection. I would really love to see you there. Until next time, I love you all so very much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.